Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On October 14th, 1987, a young mother was running a daycare in her backyard. She stepped back into the house to answer the phone, and within just a couple of minutes, she heard the children outside crying for help. She rushed out, only to find that her 18-month-old daughter had fallen down into a well, 22 feet into that well. She immediately called 911, and the police were there within 3 minutes. But this was an especially difficult rescue. That old well was only 8 inches in diameter, and so no one could get down to that little child. Besides that, it was drilled into heavy, solid rock. And so the only option was for drillers to come in with heavy equipment and drill another hole big enough to get someone down into. And drilling a 30-inch hole 29 feet into rock took a lot of time. And so they pumped oxygen into the hole so that the little girl could continue to breathe, and they drilled and they jackhammered, and the rest of the nation prayed for baby Jessica. Finally, on the night of October 16th, 58 hours, 2.5 days after she fell, baby Jessica was finally rescued from that well. It was one of the most harrowing rescues of a child in this country. In the gospel for today, Jesus is approached by a scribe. Our text defines him as a lawyer. He was a sort of theological lawyer, if you will. He studied the law very carefully and practiced the law. He had studied the law of Moses for a long time. And he comes to Jesus to test him. He says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answers his question with a question. "Well, smart guy, what does the law tell you that you have been studying, that you know so much about?" And the scribe says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Ding, 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 ding. Right answer, Jesus says. You are correct. If you do what you just said that the law tells you to do, if you keep that law perfectly, you will receive eternal life. You will inherit, as a matter of fact, he says, eternal life. There's nothing you will have to do. An inheritance comes to us simply because we are. We are a child of the person who gives us that money. Now, this man was, as I said, a studied individual. He had read the law probably for a lot of years. And during that study, he has probably come to the conclusion that he just doesn't keep the law perfectly like he's supposed to. And so he's concerned about that. He realizes he doesn't always love God like he should. He realizes he probably even gets angry with God at some times. And like us, he realizes that there are people in this world that we just don't like. And so we don't love our neighbor as ourselves. And so this legalistic guy, this attorney, says he's looking to justify himself and his actions and his lack of loving his neighbor. And he says, "Well, all right, who is my neighbor?" He's kind of hoping maybe there's a loophole here that he can get out of. And so Jesus responds with this story of the Good Samaritan. We've all heard that story a lot of times before. A man going from Jerusalem to Jericho falls among thieves, and they rob him and they strip him and they beat him and leave him in the ditch for dead. And then two Jewish men come by. One's a priest, one's a Levite. Both of them are from the tribe of Levi. They're both religious. That's the religious tribe where all the priests come from. And they see him, and they ignore him, and go past him on the other side. Someone pointed out in Sunday school this morning that the reason they did that is because they, if they had helped him, they would have been unclean. And when you're unclean, you have to go home and you have to bathe and you have to go through a certain ritual. And then you can go about the rest of your time. And that meant these men would have to stop their journey, go back home, do that ritual, and then they could travel on. These two Jewish men choose not to help the man beside the road. The priest was a priest in the temple, and the Levite was a worker in the temple. Nobody called 911, EMTs didn't show up, the police didn't show up. Finally, a Samaritan comes by. Samaritans were hated by the Jewish people because they were people who were not Jewish, and so even being around them meant that they would be unclean. But it's the Samaritan who pours oil on this man's wounds, and he puts wine on those wounds. That was the best they had to soothe wounds and to disinfect in those days. And he binds the wounds with his shirt. He puts the man on his donkey and takes him over to the nearest inn, which was probably behind him, which meant he was going to actually have to do what the Jewish men should have done. And then he leaves some money with the innkeeper, saying, use this money to take care of this guy, and if you spend anything else, I will pay you the difference when I get back. It's that man that so many of our medical facilities are named after today. They are the places that help us in times of dire need. Some of us might have been to Good Samaritan Hospital. Some of us might have been to Good Samaritan Emergency Room. My mother worked for Good Samaritan Nursing Home, and my father spent the last 6 years of his life in that same facility. So, other than having gotten the name Good Samaritan from this story, what points can we take? What does it say to us here today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church? Let me say that I suggest it says two things to us. First, it suggests to me that everyone here has a very important Good Samaritan in their life. You see, you too have been rescued. You were in great danger until that Good Samaritan came along and stepped up and rescued you. Now, your Good Samaritan isn't the doctors at the emergency room. It's not the nurses and staff at Good Samaritan Hospital. Your Good Samaritan is not the EMTs who come if you call 911. And it's not the police officers who come if you ask them for help. While these people might have rescued you at some point in the past, or perhaps they will in the future, they're not the Good Samaritan of which I speak. So you say, okay, who is the Good Samaritan that you're talking about? Who's rescued me when I was in a dire straits? Let me say that your Good Samaritan is someone who is much more than either EMTs, emergency room doctors, or police. Your Good Samaritan is Jesus Christ himself. He's the one who has rescued you from eternal damnation. He's the one who came along at just the right time and saved not only you, but all of humanity. It was at the right time that Jesus came along. He died on the cross and he rescued us so we might have eternal life. So the first takeaway from this text is that Jesus Christ is our Good Samaritan, the one who has saved us. The second takeaway is this. In Christ's death and resurrection, we have forgiveness of our sins. And in that forgiveness, we have newness of life every time that we repent. We are set free from the law that has such specific demands, that demands perfection that we can't accomplish. And in that forgiveness, we are set free to love our neighbors, to love ourselves, or to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to love God himself. But we're not always going to be successful in that endeavor to live as Christ would have us live. We certainly can't keep up all of the requirements of the law. And so we fail. We'll fail again and again because of our broken human condition. And every time we fail, and every time we repent, God will give us a fresh start, and He will take away those sins from us. And in with that fresh start, we can learn to see others through the eyes of Christ. We will learn to see others as sinners just like we are. We'll see them as people who are created in God's image just like we are. We will see them as human brothers or sisters who are just as broken as we are. And so today your Good Samaritan comes. He comes to you in the sacrament of Holy Baptism and Holy Communion. He comes to you with His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness because He knows that you cannot keep that law perfectly as it would require. That Good Samaritan is with you when you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. Your Good Samaritan comes to you when you most need Him with words of peace and comfort and forgiveness. And because of everything our Good Samaritan has done for us, we love Him above all else in the world. And so today we give thanks for our Good Samaritan, Jesus Christ. Today we are free to love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ. Amen.